One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. Henry and Fanny will tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family album. Overheard between Paul and Henry in the library.
I had only a moment with Joan last night. Why did she come home from Berkeley, Paul? Any special reason?
No, nothing very special. Had a touch of spring fever, maybe. I got it myself tonight.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, it can pay to remember Alka-Seltzer when you suffer from the discomfort of acid indigestion. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer for welcome relief from this distress. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, then drink that sparkling, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer acts quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity and so relieves the discomfort of acid indigestion. Take Alka-Seltzer next time and see for yourself how it helps you feel better fast. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Get it at any drugstore. Chapter 2, Book 85. April in San Francisco is sometimes a cold, wet month, but this has been a day. This is spring. Paul Barber, coming home from the airport, pauses on the back steps. Idly watches a seagull gliding in prolonged flight in the warm 5 o'clock sunlight, and then goes into the house. Hearing his father chuckling in the library, Paul goes in there. Henry is chatting with someone on the telephone, while Fanny gleans what she can from the one-sided conversation.
Paul, is it that late?
Yeah, Mom.
What's that again?
Your father. Your father's talking to Hazel.
Paul just walked in, Hazel.
Where's Claudia? Is she here?
No, I haven't seen her. Why?
Oh, her car's in our driveway.
Yes. Well, that's fine, Hazel. That's good news. Goodbye. Evening, Paul.
My Dad.
Pinky called Hazel from boot camp, long distance, you know, to say that he doesn't need any money. Got his first pay. In his phrase, he's fat as a goose. Yes. But he called collect. But the boy's coming along. The United States Navy will make a good citizen of Pinky. You watch. Sit down, Paul.
Sorry, Dad. I've had quite a day. I'm going up and change.
I wanted to ask you about Joan. I had only a moment with her last evening. And your mother didn't see her at all.
I was over at Jack's house. Missed her by 3 minutes.
Why did she come home from Berkeley, Paul? Any special reason?
No, nothing very special, Dad. Had a touch of spring fever, maybe. I got it myself tonight.
Paul says Claudia's car is in the driveway.
Our driveway? Well, where is she?
Probably went over to Jack's to see Mary Lou. How is the patient today?
Betty's having trouble to keep her in bed.
Youngsters snap out of these things. Tonsillectomy is nothing at that age.
Well, I'll stop in and see her tonight before I go out. No mail for me, Mom?
Nothing at all, Paul. Were you looking for anything in particular?
No, not a thing, Mom.
Has anybody heard from Nicolette since she got to Paris? Huh? Paul?
I didn't hear you. What else did Hazel say?
About what?
Pinky.
Oh, she says he's a very chastened boy. Yes, apparently they've marched him around that grinder until he decided to become the most courteous and the most obedient sailor in the Navy. Hazel says when Daniel went to the telephone, Pinky called him sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Daniel could hardly believe his ears.
Hello?
Claudia!
Haven't seen you today, my dear. Come in.
I can't stay long. Nicky came down from the Sky Ranch for some clothes and things, and he's going back this evening. I just ran over for a moment to see the invalid next door.
Oh, she's no invalid. She's a little ball of fire.
Something so amusing happened this afternoon, I just had to tell you.
Sit here.
Oh, the arm of this chair is fine. You know, we've been having our hands full with Penny lately.
Adolescence again, Henry.
Have to expect it.
Well, she was darned rebellious today. She knows how far she can go with me, which is a little farther than she ever dares go with Nicky. These Britishers can manage a very authoritative air when they need it. All he ever has to say to Penny is, Penelope, that will do. The effect is amazing.
All but salutes, eh?
Well, several times I've said, Penny, I'll speak to Nicky about you. But I know now Nicky doesn't like to be the villain of the piece. He showed me that today.
Should think not.
Let her tell it, Henry.
Well, there was trouble again this afternoon. And when Nicky got back, I recited all of Penny's misdemeanors. Went over the whole list, with Penny standing there apprehensively. And I finally said, "So you speak to her, Nicky?" And he said, "Good evening, Penny." Gave me a tired look and went upstairs to his room.
I guess that put you in your place.
The father should never be used as a threat. Nicholas was quite right.
Years ago, I did the same thing with Joan, and Nicky complained gently. But this time, he made it good and clear.
I missed Joan last night. I was over at Jack's house.
What?
When did you go back?
Joan drove over here from Berkeley last night.
Well, didn't you see her?
She didn't come home. Why, I was there all evening.
Drove in here in her yellow convertible. Oh, must have been about 8 o'clock. Clifford had just come out. They were chatting in the driveway when I went back to Jack's. Said she dropped in to see Paul. We were sure she'd gone on home.
Well, it was a nice night for a drive, I suppose. Is Paul home yet?
Just went up to his studio.
I think I'll run up and see him a minute. I haven't seen him for days.
Oh, yes.
Tell Nicholas stop in and see us before he races off to the ranch again.
I'm sure he will if he can, Mom. See you later.
Yes, yes. What sort of marks did Joan get last term, Fanny?
A's and B's. She has a B average.
Yeah. Odd she didn't stop in to see Claudia.
Now, Henry.
Comes to see Paul.
Her favorite uncle. Why shouldn't she?
Even Claudia. She went up to see Paul fast enough. Yeah. Fanny, only this morning I was thinking that Joan hasn't been coming home weekends the way she did her first semester. I wonder if that young lady is up to something.
Henry, what do I keep telling you? The grandchildren's affairs do not concern us.
Shouldn't concern Paul either, but that's whom they run to. Everybody runs to Paul.
So then Nicky, in that grandest British manner of his, said, "Good evening, Penny," and went on upstairs.
Good for Nicky.
That's what I told him afterward. I deserved it. Well, I won't keep you. You'll want your shower.
Oh, I got a few minutes, Claude. Sit down.
Oh, no, I won't stay. Oh, my, look at that bridge out there in the last of the sun. It's the Golden Gate for sure at this moment, isn't it?
Yeah, San Francisco had a real sparkle today.
What time did Joan stop in here last night, Paul?
Oh, after dinner, about 8, I guess. Why?
Wondered. I didn't know she'd been home at all. Not until just now, downstairs.
Huh?
She didn't come home, Paul. I didn't see her.
Well, she had an 8 o'clock class this morning. She probably...
It wouldn't have taken her 3 minutes to pop over and say hello to me. Was she all right?
Fine, seemed fine.
But what?
Nothing.
I've been rather, not really disturbed, but, you know, the first semester, right after she got her car, Joan came home almost every weekend.
Well, the newness of a car wears off in a few months, you know.
Paul, she isn't in any...
No.
You don't know what I was going to say.
The word was in the air, Claude, right here. I caught it.
And what word is that?
She wasn't in any trouble, not that she mentioned to me. She seems a little bored with the sorority, but that could be seasonal.
You really can be trusted, can't you?
Hmm?
Oh, Paul, don't look so inscrutable. See here, I'm getting to be an old lady.
Oh.
And I know Joan didn't drive over here to see you and drive back just to have the wind in her face. There was some reason. Maybe not trouble, but a reason. You're like the newspaper reporters who always protect the source of their information. Isn't that it?
I have no information, Claude. Told her to talk to you.
And she didn't. So that sounds a little grim.
No, no. Have you forgotten how enormously important some of your projects seemed when you were 19? How you bristled against authority, how sure you were when you wanted something that the family answer would be in the negative? So that even before you asked, you were ready to do battle? Joan probably talked it all out with you in her mind, got mad at you, and went back to school.
You're a help. What did she want?
Oh, I'm sure she'll tell you.
I'm concerned, Paul, because I thought Joan and I had finally reached the point where we could talk anything over. It hurts a little that she shouldn't even stop in at home.
Well, there's probably a good reason. Give her a ring. Use my phone there. Go ahead.
I never can remember that sorority house number.
It's there in my memo book. I'll get my tie off, if you don't mind. Got a report to write tonight, yep?
Yes, here it is. Any chance of your being called back in the service, Paul?
Well, if I am, you'd better sell your war bonds. They don't need creaky old boys like me.
Oh, you never looked more fit in your whole life.
Oh, you should be with me when I climb those flights of stairs to get up here.
Don't kid the shock troops. I wonder why they always take so blessed long to answer the telephone over there. Oh, hello. May I speak to Joan Lacey, please? Yes.
Huh?
They're screaming for Joan. Listen, can you hear that strident soprano? Can't you hear it? She's... Hello? Yes? Joan, what? Oh. Oh, I see. No, never mind. I said never mind. Paul, she said Joan went home to spend the night with her parents last night and isn't back yet.
Father Barber is just finishing a telephone conversation.
Well, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion, but I certainly do not agree. Goodbye.
Goodness, Henry, who on earth were you talking to like that?
Fred Thompson, that's who it was. Some of his handiwork, too, and he objects to it.
Henry, you're not arguing about those pictures of your knee operation again, are you?
Well, I still say they do have a place in our new family album. It was an event of vital importance to the family. Why, Fanny, do you remember how long I was indisposed because of that knee?
Of course I remember. But why become so upset over Fred Thompson's remarks? I'm sure he likes our new Barber family album. He told me just the other day that he was tickled pink over that picture of Betty's triplet.
I'm surprised he didn't make some remark about the picture of our marriage certificate. It's in there, too.
Now, why would he say anything about that?
Well, he tried hard enough to get his name on it instead of mine.
Well,
but I won that time, didn't I?
Well, the better man always wins, Henry.
Oh, this new family album does bring back fond memories, doesn't it?
And the best part of it is we can share those memories with all our friends.
Yes. Our sponsors are making a wonderful offer of this new family album, and I do hope that everyone will get this picture history of my fine family.
Well, thousands have been mailed out already. Isn't that right, Mr. Barton?
Yes, that is right. And friends, don't wait to send in for your copy of this new Barber family album.
Tell them how attractive it is, Frank, how it looks like leather, how it has the complete Barber family tree, how it has all sorts of interesting pictures and newspaper clippings that will bring everyone up to date on the history of the Barber family.
Yes, friends, it has all that and more, for it's the best family album the Barbers ever had. And here's how you can have your copy. Just go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine, the truly new and different family antiseptic. Then tear off the top of the box and send it with just 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Elkhart, Indiana. Get this beautiful new Barber family album right away, for the offer is limited and may be withdrawn at any time. Send a Bactine box top and 10 cents to Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber family album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Claudia has doubts about Joan. Chapter 3, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.